540 WAUK, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. And now, on your FM dial at 100.3, here's your daily news roundup.
With local news on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Milwaukee Public Schools is testing a new transportation program for students experiencing homelessness. The district is using 20 minivans to reach kids who live far from regular bus routes, aiming to keep them in school and on time. Drivers working with the Ever Driven program say they build trust by knowing students by name and by talking with them during the ride. MPS spent about $2 million in federal relief funds on the vans, and they say that they hope the idea can be a model for other districts. Sentencing is March 19th for Lakia Jackson, who admitted yesterday to health care fraud and identity theft. She defrauded Medicaid of over $3 million through undelivered prenatal services at a company called We Care Services. Prosecutors laid out evidence that she traded kickbacks, filed backdated claims, and funded her own lavish lifestyle instead of aiding low-income moms. Prosecutors recommend 5 years in prison. It's the third arrest and conviction connected to that company. It's all news all morning from 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. The man accused of intentionally driving his vehicle at security guards has pleaded guilty to a single count of second-degree recklessly endangering safety. Officials say Ermilo Hernandez Barojas admitted to the allegations yesterday for the 2019 incident in Milwaukee. Hernandez Barojas told police at the time he was trying to kill the guards with his car after an earlier fight. Three additional identical charges were dismissed but read in, and the court stayed a prison sentence. He's been placed on an 18-month probation. And Milwaukee Bucks star Giannis Antetokounmpo is clearing his social media accounts of references to the team. The former MVP has removed most of the posts related to the Bucks on Instagram, Snapchat, and X, and changed his profile image to the Greek national team. The only pictures he left up in a Bucks uniform were from the 2021 NBA Championship and NBA Cup last year. The move came a day after Milwaukee lost to the last-placed Washington Wizards. And that's the local update. It's all news all morning, 6 to 9 on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. News anytime at WAUKradio.com. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
Preparing for a big game. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NFL. The Packers and Bears getting ready for a now important face-off Sunday at 3:25 for control of the NFC North. The Bears in first place, having won five in a row, but Chicago quarterback Caleb Williams downplaying the hype.
You know, we have no expectation other than to go in, work hard, give our best effort on Sundays, try and come out victorious. Other than that, you know, the outside noise, everybody's expectations, everybody's thoughts, everybody, you know, we could care less.
How much has Caleb Williams improved in his second year? Packers head coach Matt LaFleur.
He's done a great job. He's playing, he's kind of like a magician back there in terms of his escapability.
NBA, the Bucks at home tonight against the first-place Detroit Pistons. Milwaukee coming off that loss to the last-place Wizards. Giannis Antetokounmpo over the weekend erasing nearly any references to the Bucks or Milwaukee on his social media accounts, including Twitter and Instagram, with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Light snow this morning. That'll gradually end, and then we'll stay cloudy here for a good chunk of the day. It's going to get colder, too. We'll reach our high upper 20s around noon today and then drop into the teens by late afternoon. Tonight, clear 3 above. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high of only 15. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 26.
That's your Milwaukee News Roundup from WAUK. Find more news anytime at waukradio.com/news. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.